A funeral date has been set for Cody Brotherson, a West Valley City police officer who was killed in the line of duty early Sunday morning. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Brotherson's funeral is set for 10 a.m. on Monday, November 14th at the Maverick Center. The 25-year-old officer was struck and killed by a stolen vehicle around 3 a.m. on Sunday. West Valley City Police Chief Lee Russo says the investigation is ongoing and it's unclear whether the suspects meant to hit Brotherson. Russo says all three suspects are juveniles and in custody. No other information about them has been released.
The investigation itself is rather complex because of the manner of death with a vehicle impact. That accident has to be reconstruction. And there's some very complex measurements and computations that have to happen. It's not something certainly you can do overnight.
The Unified Police Department is handling the investigation. Brotherson is the first West Valley City police officer killed in the line of duty in the city's history. He is the second officer killed in Utah this year. Chief Russo remembered Brotherson as a young officer who had aspired to serve his community. Russo told reporters on Monday that he and his wife had recently run into Brotherson and his family outside of work.
I guess we probably talked for 40 or so minutes and we're laughing. And Cody the whole time was talking about, you know, work and things and how excited he was and what it was like being a police officer and kind of achieving his dream. And his brothers just beamed over him and what he was telling us. And you could see how proud they all were.
Cody Brotherson leaves behind his parents, two brothers, and a fiance. His patrol car is parked behind West Valley City Hall, where Russo says the community can pay respects. A candlelight vigil will be held there on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.